Hello, my beautiful friends. I hope you're having a good day, good night, wherever you are, whatever time it is. Welcome back to the Mind, Body, and Soul podcast, your safe space to heal, learn, and grow. I'm currently down Bailey's, which is an old road in my hometown, and I'm just sitting by the water, and I journaled. I really dropped into my heart space. I'm just sitting, looking at the water, being present. I have the windows open. The air is flowing in. I'm just breathing with the elements, breathing with the energy, breathing with the life all around me, with all the birds flying in the air. And I feel so grounded. I feel so tapped into my heart space. I have my hand over my heart. The sun is just kissing my shoulders. It feels so good. I want to read you my journal because I thought it was cute. I was really figuring out who I have to become this version of myself that I dream of, but making it more earthly. Who do I have to become, like, right now? How do I want to perceive life and feel about life right now, depending on what I'm going through? How do I stay grounded and firm and at peace inside when it feels very intense or life feels a little overwhelming? So I wrote in my journal, what do I want now? What do I want now? And I want to read that to you because it's so cute. Okay, so it says, I want an earthly life, one simple, the life that is overflowing with love, simple, coming into this world barefoot, leaving barefoot, no difference, simple, a glowing reflection in front of me as a mirror, we are one, connected. I want an earthly life where I am authentically me. I believe in a simple, godly life, being truthful in my word, expressing my love, expressing my compassion. May God bless my heart, making it tender, making it soft. Soft in a world that can be so hard. The breath inside of me grounds me. Back to an earthly life. Simple. And it goes back to, life can feel overwhelming. Life can feel intense. Life can feel like it's about to pop and you're on top of the roller coaster and you don't know what page you're on. You feel lost. It's just everywhere and messy, loud, tenseful, emotional. Your breath, breathe in through your nose, open the mouth and let it go. Release the anxiety stuck in you. Release these thoughts telling you you have to be that person and you have to continue to think about the past or worry about the future. Nothing exists besides this moment while you're listening, while I'm listening, while we're tuned in, tapped in. Life is earthly. Life is sacred. Life is so beautiful. And we deserve to be at peace on the inside and on the outside. But we have free will and we have choice and we have options and we have a messy life. And really, who's going to clean it up? We have to release. We have to breathe. We have to pray. We have to ask. We have to receive. We have to give. We have to participate in things that are going to align us with who we want to be, how we want to feel, how we want to live, what we want to do, how we want to think, how we want to speak. And I think it's such a beautiful thing to just really ground yourself and feel whole, feel connected, feel loved, because you are loved and I'm loved. And I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm so thankful that you listen to my podcast and you show your appreciation and you just show up and I show up. I haven't made a podcast in so long. And right before I made this one, I was so nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I really was. And so I was breathing before. Oh, hi, bird. He said hello. I've really been grounding with the energy around me. And really, every morning when I wake up, I just pray. I put my hands together and I pray. I pray that I'm alive. I pray that I'm breathing. I thank God for giving me life and showing me what a tender, soft heart is. And I ask God to live through me. I have been reading the Bible recently as well, and I've been learning a lot about Jesus and who he was as a human being, a light being. And I truly have been looking up to that. Oh my gosh, I just saw my best friend's dad. I haven't seen him in forever.
Doing any fishing?
I didn't do any fishing.
Well, see, I like your car.
Yeah. Are you Jackie's dad?
No.
Oh.
I don't know Jackie.
Never mind.
No, but I seen it from over there. It's a, man, it's a fucking Acura.
Yeah, I love my car.
But what is that, a TLX or what is it?
Yeah, it's a TLX. It has a spoiler too. I like it. Yeah, it's pretty old.
When is it?
Think like 2012.
Wow.
Yeah. But
miles?
She's beautiful.
How many miles do you got on it?
Like almost 200.
Really?
Yeah, 200,000.
So four or a six cylinder?
I don't know.
You won't know a six.
But on? Y'all have a good day.
Is it on?
Yeah. Oh, actually, no, it's not on.
All right, sweetie. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was indeed not Jackie's dad. Y'all, in my journal, I have, I made little paper, what are they called? Origami! Oh my gosh, I made an origami. And it's a swan. It's so cute. I really love this journal that I made. And I really love making podcasts. It's like my little diary, but I also feel so empowered when I'm speaking, because it's like, even if I've been going through such a difficult time, my higher self starts to speak through me when I make my podcast. And it's like, dang, I gotta listen to her. She knows what she's talking about, because I just channel this. I really just speak what's from my heart, because I'm very earthly and very grounded. I'm a Taurus, if that makes, you know, I don't really know anything about zodiac signs, but I'm a Taurus. I'm very ground, and my sign is Earth, I think. And I've been learning a little bit about my chart as well, because the moon rules your emotions and how you feel. It's like the moon sucks up all of the water as a tide, and it pulls, and it is a magnet to Earth. And we're mostly made out of water. So the moon has an effect on our emotions, because it's pulling us like in a loop and a spiral and a flower. It's like a bunch of energy. So to just learn about the planets and learn about astrology is very interesting. But I don't know. What was I talking about? Today is a beautiful day. The sky is really blue, lots of clouds. I want to be an inspiration. I want to be an inspiration to my podcast, and I want to be an inspiration to the world around me, and truly just step into my power and step into me just being fully me and really taking accountability for how I want to live and what kind of life would that look like. I have really been honing in on my practices. I haven't been waking up at the times that I desire, but I have really been just eating real food like vegetables and fruit. And I've also been eating grass-fed beef and raw cheese. That's really good too. Boiled eggs. A lot of people want me to share what I eat too. And I think that's interesting because that's such a big part in living an abundant life. It's all aspects. It's you nourishing your body with food, you getting enough sun, you going out in nature and grounding with your feet so you can have the electrons and the energy, and really about drinking enough water and just praying. Praying is a big part. I feel like that can look different for a lot of people. I like to pray out loud. I like to just talk to God, and also give gratitude. Gratitude is very, very important. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for myself. I'm grateful for everyone in my family. I'm grateful for the food that I've eaten today. I got to eat crawfish, and y'all know I'm from Texas. And I just moved back home. So, you know, I fucked up some crawfish. It was so good. I ate 3 pounds. And I ate a burger too. But I have been meal prepping this whole week. I made overnight oats. That was delicious. I made loaded potatoes with grass-fed beef with vegetables. And then I have a bunch of fruit. I went to HEB, the grocery store, and spent like $100, and I got to actually buy that because I hosted a yoga class last week, and I was able to just get nourishing groceries, and it felt so warming to my heart that I'm able to do the things that I love because y'all support me and y'all show up and you want to invest in yourself. I'm very grateful that I get to share this with you. I'm very grateful that you listen and that you are open. And if you feel called to work with me one-on-one, I take on one-on-one clients where we spend an hour each week together and we break down the process of our emotions and our thoughts and how we perceive life, and me opening up the space for you to be vulnerable and to explore and really ground down and shift your life, shift your mindset, shift the way that you are. And I remember when I was just so disconnected, and I just felt like no one understood me. And I really had like a disassociation from life. And it can get overwhelming. So I feel like I've gone through so much that I have just processed and I have healed and I have broken down those things to where my mind is like on my command. And it's crazy. Like, I get intrusive thoughts and I get in my head, but it's a different mindset of how I view the world. I just feel like my mindset is very beautiful. And I know that I heal. I heal the people around me and I heal myself. Because my healing is my community's healing and my family's healing. And my healing is the world's healing. And that's God healing. That's God healing the darkness and the shame and the guilt and the worry and the anxiety and the darkness of just feeling lost, feeling confused, feeling stuck. I think it's important to just be yourself and express that and learn how to do that in different ways. And maybe that's just having like-minded people and a community and just expressing yourself through you being authentic. And I'm working on knowing myself, knowing what triggers me, knowing what makes me insecure, knowing what makes me feel scared, because it allows me to show myself more compassion and be kinder to myself, where I can live a more peaceful life. And a lot of that is praying, and a lot of that is showing gratitude, and a lot of that is actually admitting what you're going through with no filter. No filter. No filter. So if you want to work with me one-on-one, I take on clients. And it's $999 a month. Because progress isn't done in 1 hour. It's done over the connection that you are building, the intention that you are forming, the person you are blossoming and growing in. And so I can take you on for a few months and work together and really build that connection and process and become one, become healed, become also just aware and more in tuned. I wouldn't even say I'm fully healed, because that doesn't even make sense, right? Like, you're never fully healed. You're never fully just at peace, because you're always processing and still learning. But at the same time, that's our birthright. Our birthright is to be at the point where we live in heaven. And I think just being a human can be very difficult, because there's a lot of times that I feel that way. But this is like my thoughts just in my brain going on repeat for 18 minutes, y'all. Like, I have things that I have unpacked and I still haven't unpacked. And that's why this podcast is like explicit to just cracking your mind open, basically. I love that. So cute. I just talk a lot. I think a lot. I am a lot. And a lot of the times I just thought I was too much. I thought I was just too much. And so I'm learning to embrace that and just be myself. And that's a journey. Because sometimes I feel like I have self-imposter syndrome. I was just talking about this the other day too. Because I just feel like I don't know myself and I don't know what I want. And maybe that's why I wrote down, what do I want now? Because that is me right now embodying what I want to be. When you find yourself falling back into that hole, falling back into those loops and the traps and the sin and the darkness of just your own shame and your own feelings and your own fake but real reality in your head. And just be kind to yourself, because the world can be overwhelming. And you're not alone. I'm not alone. We're all connected. We're all a reflection of each other. I want an earthly life. I feel very grounded right now in this moment. I feel passionate. I feel on fire, because I just spoke so much of my values and my beliefs and who I am, but also who I want to start becoming, because I was so anxious and so nervous before I started this podcast. And I'm like just fierce and motivated and expressive and feminine, but also really masculine. I believe in myself. I love my life. And woo! I love everyone in my life. I love you. And it feels good to say that I am so grateful for myself. I'm so grateful for God. I'm so grateful for the food that I have. I'm so grateful for the beautiful views I get to look at. And my hometown, I'm so grateful for my hometown. It's so cute here. We have a lot of chemical plants, so it's like becoming cancerous for real. And it's just really pretty though. I guess y'all can feel me when you know you kind of are ready to move out of your hometown also. Like, you just know it. Like, how many times have y'all known me moving out of my hometown? I feel like it's been 3 times, y'all. I think it was 3 times. And I just come back home. They just can't get me away. I love it here, though. I really, really do. I've been spending the most quality time with my brothers, my sisters, my grandparents, my parents, my friends, and y'all. I haven't made a podcast in a while, but I've been so active on Instagram. I'm almost at 10K followers, and I'm so happy. I'm gonna celebrate. I've been just being myself and being vulnerable and being raw and being genuine and really just being at peace with myself. I've been going through so much. But life is simple. Life is earthly. Life is grounded. I love you so much, bestie. I hope you have a beautiful day today. Peace out. Mwah.